Morning Brewcast number 15. Good morning, everyone. A couple things we wanted to talk about. We're at a friend's house, and they were telling us about how you can go to movie theaters, and they serve you food and drink and all kinds of stuff. And one of the things they will serve you is coffee. And so it's like, boy, that's everything I always wanted. Coffee, movies.
You know, I don't know if that's a good idea, though. Okay, because I was saying the popularity of coffee has really grown, that they even give it to you in the movies now. Because, you know, you'd never see that before. It's either Coke, right? Coke, water, Slurpee, something like that. Well, I can remember one time recently going in and saying, you know, I wish you guys would have coffee. And they're like, yeah, we have coffee. And I was like, okay, it was good. But for somebody like me, that's probably not good to have in a movie.
Because you become Chatty Cathy.
Yeah,
or what?
I'm like, what do you think's going to happen to the guy next to me?
Oh, God.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Oh, God. You know, I have a friend that she's my movie friend that we go to.
And why she's your movie friend?
I have no idea, because she doesn't need anything. She just talks through the whole movie. I think she's gotten better as the years have gone by, because I just don't answer her.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, why did he do that? What's going on there? What do you think's going to happen? And really loud. I mean, she's not like whispering in my ear. She's loud.
Oh,
you know,
man.
Other people pay money to go to the movies and they don't want to hear that. And then not only that, but hello, I'm sitting right next to her. I am watching the movie just the same as she is.
Yeah.
I didn't write it. I didn't act in it. I haven't seen it before. So she wants me to answer these questions.
Well, but you know, that's hard to do with you, because you're always usually the one that has the little facts. You know, she's piping up with little facts about anything, you know. She's like that. That's why we call her the brain. But so that's probably why she looks to you for that, you know.
Well, maybe that's true. But still, okay, I have a friend like that who's my movie friend. And then I have a son like that.
Oh, yeah.
And you take him to the movies and he's like, once again, like he's like, we're at home or something.
Relax.
Did you see that? It's like, oh my God. This happened when we went to go see Star Wars.
Oh yeah. Nobody wanted to sit by him.
Well, and you know, this was the opening weekend, right?
Yeah.
So it's packed because everyone's there, right? And so we're sitting up there. And so we separate between the parents, right? And we're still telling him, shh, shh. And he starts getting mad because we're telling him, shh, or starting to squeeze his leg a little bit, like trying to give him to get the hint. And he starts getting mad. Don't do that.
That's another abuse.
So yeah, right. So then you have people looking at us even more.
Right. So. Okay. So let's take that and blow it up for the coffee drinkers like me. So you get this big latte or whatever, and you're going to go into this quiet theater, and the rush hits you in like, what, 20 minutes?
Right.
Right. You drink it like I do. and then you're like, you know, ready to go. So
your
mind
tapping.
Starts going, and you get ideas. Oh, it would have been better if you would have killed her and threw her over the back or something, you know. I would have did that. So, I don't know. What do you guys think? Let us know if you think that's a smart idea.
Or have you experienced that in a movie theater? Were you with someone? Are you that person? Were you in the movie theater and there's someone like that?
Maybe we should get shirts so we could sit by each other in the back.
Yeah.
I drink coffee.
Yeah, we could. You know what we should do? We should do the shirts that say Morning Brew Crew.
Yeah, Morning Brew Crew, and come sit by me or something. You know, because we'll talk or whatever. You know, you know.
No, I think just having
somebody.
The Morning Brew Crew shirt is the telltale sign.
Yeah.
If you're a listener and you see someone else like that,
go sit by them. But do you think that it's the popularity of the coffee that brought it to the movies or you know, in places where it wasn't? Or do you think it's because of the baby boomers, like trying to cater to... I mean, because a lot of, you know, older people don't really like the sodas and, you know, the sugar and all of that.
Well, okay, that's something else. Trends.
Trends.
You know, you just mentioned the baby boomers. Anything they do makes money, and that's where the market follows. And the next thing I think, and I want to hear what you guys think, is that as baby boomers do get older, they're going to turn more towards holistic type things like the herbal teas or like the...
I don't get why people think tea is better for you than coffee. It still has caffeine.
Well, I think they do studies. Don't they do studies? And who are
who
they?
Who does the study?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Are they coffee
know.
Drinkers? Are they tea
guy?
Drinkers? Yeah. Yeah. Actually, if you're someone who does the studies, you can. We'd like to know what criteria do you use? Where does it come from? Who are the people that you're using? Like, here's the thing. What if you're a coffee drinker like we are, like avid coffee drinkers, and then we join the study and they said, okay, now you drink tea.
Would we convert?
Well, like, is that a study? Gosh. Or the tea drinker who only drinks tea now, they tell them, you drink coffee. And to see how we freak out.
Oh, gosh.
Both sides of the
spectrum.
Do you guys
want to try that? I mean, you guys, not me.
Not us.
You do it.
Tell us all about it. Yeah. Keep a diary. Post to the website or on the comments.
I went crazy this morning. God, I could not do that. Switch to tea in the morning and then get in the car with her and hit traffic. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be interesting if someone who was a tea drinker, maybe they're a mellow type person, and then started drinking coffee and they'd be like,
they turned into a genius.
That's what it is. And then if you had a coffee drinker who may, you know, because there are some coffee drinkers that are uptight people.
Really?
And they don't need coffee.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It, like, pushes them over the edge.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. They're already, you know, edgy, uh-huh. And so you give them coffee, and it doesn't make them happy.
It's like that guy in the movies that you see in the corner with the twitchy eye.
Okay.
Or did we talk about that already?
No, no, no. You have a theory about that.
What is it?
I don't remember. They're the serial killer or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess they're going to snap. So if you're one of those on the edge of snapping, maybe you should switch to tea. You're going to give us all a bad name.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There was that day that your eye was twitching. I was kind of worried about you.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes that does happen. But you know, when I tell them, though, it's when they start, you know, something will be going on and they want me to do a lot of stuff. You know, they're starting to add to my list or something. And I start, my eye's twitching, you know. Mm-hmm. But I say it kind of creepy to freak them out.
Yeah, we back off.
They get scared.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like when you're at the post office and there's so many rules and regulations and all that. It's, you know why they go postal or why they even say that. You know, I took one of those classes about bulk mail. It was like a 4-hour class.
What? Why did you take that?
Well, because I needed to learn how to do bulk mail efficiently, okay?
Okay.
For mailers and stuff. And so they sent me to a class and I was there. And at the end of 4 hours, I wanted to go postal. And I'm like, how do these people do it? I mean, there's so many little nitpicky details, mm-hmm. that if it's bulk mail and it's going here, but if it has this, it's something else. I mean, it was,
oh my.
And then you go to the post office, and not all the time. Some people are nice. You know, some post offices are real, like that country one that you used to live by.
Yeah, that was
they're
great.
They're super friendly. They're like your best friend, and you, mm-hmm. just love going there because they're like part of your family or something. And then there's post offices you go to that you're afraid to get the specific teller because they're so mean.
They look pissed.
Yeah, they look like they're about to snap any minute now. And you don't want to be the one that they're helping when they snap.
Yeah, and God forbid that I go, because I usually have a lot of questions, and I'm kind of chatty. So I like to just chat.
You.
So, yeah, God forbid I get them and they're like looking at me with the, you just die look.
Yeah. And their eye is twitching, and probably they, you know, so, okay. That's a good question. Do you know someone who is that coffee drinker that's on the edge all the time that probably could switch to tea? And
yeah.
If so, tell us your stories, and we'll, of course, we'll delete the names of the supposed innocent.
Well, you could change the name to protect the innocent.
There you go. Yeah, but how will we know? Some will and some won't.
Yeah, okay. We'll just say every guy is a Bob.
And every girl.
Oh, and if you're Bob, don't get mad.
Every girl is a Sue. So it's Bob and Sue. Tell us your Bob and Sue story.
Oh, we'll do like that movie, The Dick and Jane.
But what if that's your name?
Well, that's, you know.
Okay. All right. Instead of Bob and Sue, it's Dick and Jane.
Yeah. From the movie.
So tell us your Dick and Jane stories.
Yeah. Which is, isn't that hilarious? That coffee scene? Well, I haven't seen the movie, but that coffee scene where they're robbing the coffee. I do want to see that. That's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. My family has seen it. I did not go see it, but they loved it. They thought it was just the funniest thing. See, for me, I remember the original movie with George Siegel.
Oh, and you're showing
your age.
I know.
And I can't think of the gal's name, but anyway, that movie, I remember that movie, and I love that movie. So then when this one came out, I was like, oh, cool. From what the little bit I've been able to pick up from my family, it turns out that this is loosely based on that one, because it's quite different, quite different. So I'm actually now really wanting to go see that movie.
Yeah, that would be good.
So cool. Okay, send us your Dick and Jane story.
Yeah.
For the Morning Brewcast, this is Jennifer Navarrete.
And this is Jackie Adami.
All right, go get yourself a cup.